On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team travels to St. Cloud this weekend. Emil Billberg scored the game-tying goal in the final minute against Minnesota Duluth last Saturday. Beavers got their first WCHA point. I'm just joking here, Emil, but where the heck was that shot the last couple of years? you got rid of that thing in a hurry on Saturday. Walk us through what happened.
Well, yeah, as you said, D-Mac passed me, and I was just trying to find the net there, basically, and I think I found a pretty good spot up there.
Is that what you were shooting for, or a little bit of luck?
Of course I was shooting there. You know that.
Seriously, how much have you worked on your game in the offseason to get ready for this year?
You know, this is my first season when I've been healthy during the preseason, so that helps a lot, but I've been working pretty hard in the summer and try to stay in shape, so yeah.
You're being asked to play in a lot of different roles this year than you have. You feeling comfortable?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty comfortable out there. You know, it's fun to be out there during PK, and like last year we lost C-Mac and Lurks. That was huge in PK, so it's fun to be out there and kill some penalties.
What's it like playing in this new building? With about twice as many people in the stands as what you guys have played in front of in the past?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and like the whole facility is unreal, and like the weight room and the locker room and the arena and the fans, it's unreal.
Is it getting frustrating that you've been playing well the last three games and only have 1 point to show for it?
Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating, but you know, we just keep our head high, and I think we played pretty good last week against Duluth, and hopefully can get our first win this weekend against St. Cloud.
You guys had been rolling four lines pretty much all year. I'm seeing a lot more balance out of the four than we saw like in the first game or even the second game against North Dakota. Freshmen are growing up quickly here, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, you kind of figure out pretty quick how we play, and when you play like we have to, you know, the whole team plays pretty well, I guess. So.
You guys had to kill off the 5 minute major, gave up the one goal on Friday night, but I thought after that you guys played great. Why, man, I'm sure if you knew the answer, you'd all be millionaires, but why can't you start like that?
Yeah, I know, it's pretty tough to say, but as you said, we got our first penalty in the first shift, in the very first shift, and they got a score or a goal on their power play, so it's obviously tough when you get a goal that early in the game and just try to find some momentum, but I think, well, as we said earlier, Ryan Kramer had a few hits in one shift there, like 5-6 hits, and I think that was the momentum switch.
You go back onto Olympic size ice. Are you more comfortable now on NHL size ice that you played on it so much, or is this like going back home?
You know what? I think I'm more comfortable on smaller ice now, actually, so I'm not sure if this is going to help me a lot.
Does the game change that much for forwards on Olympic size ice? I know it does for defensemen, but for forwards, is it that much different?
It's not that much different, but you know, you have actually more space, which is kind of nice, but you have to skate more, and it's a little bit more tiring.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.